Module 7, Worlds at Risk. Seven A, Reading. Listening and Speaking, page 115. A.
Environmental experts warn that arid conditions and falling water levels in Lake Powell and the Colorado River will continue to have serious adverse effects on the southwestern U.S. Global warming, paired with urbanization, is expected to cause even longer and more severe droughts in the future. This worrying turn of events looks set to become part of the typical climate variability of the region.
B.
Desperate last-ditch attempts to save the Aral Sea might provide some tiny hope for what was once the fourth largest lake in the world. Around 60,000 square kilometers of water has been lost in the last 40 years, the receding water levels leaving the lake at 10% of its former size. However, thanks to the Cockerell Dam, at least a small part of the Aral could survive. Our special report examines one of the greatest environmental catastrophes in modern history.
C.
Once again, it seems that we find ourselves at the precipice of a major ecological disaster while governments refuse to take action. Our governments have, at the same time, allowed loggers in the Amazon to dramatically reshape the natural landscape for years with no reform. This deforestation is an ugly blight on the land. Yet, tragically, when faced with the chance for change, politicians hesitate. I fear the ramifications of our inaction could have terrible consequences for generations to come.
D.
A local senator became agitated today when publicly confronted over the issue of eroding coastlines in Cape Cod. Despite clear photographic evidence of the startling physical changes to the New England coastline over the last 30 years, the presidential candidate echoed the government and refused point blank to accept that the damage from extreme weather events was a result of climate change or human activity.
E.
Local action groups delivered a letter to the Environmental Protection Agency this morning demanding a government review of regulations and mitigation strategies which they deem inadequate. The groups argue that in the case of the Hobbit Mine in West Virginia, even though expansion met current requirements set by politicians, the devastation to the Appalachian Mountains has been irreversible.
F.
With the future of the Paris Climate Agreement uncertain, it would seem pertinent to remind politicians of the ways that we, as a species, have undeniably changed our physical world and its climate. During a speech today at a climate symposium, scientists did exactly that, reiterating to governments how global temperatures have indeed increased, with two-thirds of this devastating warming having occurred since the mid-1970s.
G.
If you're planning your next holiday in Florida, you might want to think twice. Travel experts report that it is now the most popular tourist destination in the country, with a whopping 62 million tourists in 2014 alone. This relentless onslaught, however, has had an appalling impact on the area, with runaway development and urbanization destroying nature and risking the ecosystem.
H.
We'll be right back. environmentalists drew attention to the rapid growth of cities across the world in a rally in central London this week. Wary that the impact of urbanization would be detrimental to the environment, speakers implored governments to give it the same level of importance as reducing CO2 emissions. They cited the example of Shanghai, which has grown from 119 square miles in 1984 to 503 square miles by 2014. Sustainable urbanization, they say, is a crucial global issue.
A new exhibition at the Science Museum this week showcases satellite photos of the Antarctic and the drastic changes to the peninsula. Special attention is given to the collapse of the Larsen B ice shelf, the severity of which, at 1,250 square miles, was unprecedented in its scale at the time. And it hasn't been the last, a fact that is highlighted by the images of the Wilkins ice shelf and the damage it has also suffered. South Pole in Crisis runs until June.
J.
During his interview, polar explorer Wallace Smith told reporters that he was saddened and surprised by the state of the Arctic following his recent expedition. "I've seen the effects firsthand. The loss of Arctic sea ice in the last decade has been extremely noticeable." When pressed on the possible cause, Smith responded curtly, "I think it's clear that this sudden decline doesn't merely come down to natural change."